Good morning. I guess I'm plugged in and good to go here. I'm going to act like Pastor Bruce this morning, take off my coat, okay? Come on up, children. Put your money in for Heine Park, and all children dismissed to Children's Church. John's got everything under control back there, right? What a great church we live in that honors the Lord with children coming unto Him and sharing so that they can help other children around the world. What a blessing. By the way, I've got my watch broke the other week. So I've got a little clock up here. And this old story about the young boy saw the pastor come up and take off his watch and put it down. He said, "Mom and Dad, what does that mean when the pastor takes off his watch?" And the mom and dad shook their head and said, "Absolutely nothing, son. Absolutely nothing." I don't think we're going to be that bad this morning. While the children are finishing up, I do want to thank Pastor Bruce and the Deacon Board for extending to me the opportunity again to share the Word of God with you. I've been privileged to do that. I don't know how many times the last 5 years I've been here, but it's always an honor and a privilege to come. And again, just to share a little bit before I get in, it's been a great week, but a very trying week with just full schedules and everything. And when Pastor Bruce asked me about a month ago to fill in, I said, great. And the Lord gave me something to speak about pretty well right away. And I started working on it, and I thought I had everything pretty well ready. And we're getting ready to move. The Lord sold our house. We've had a lot of ministry things going on. My wife's mom is moving. We've had situations going on. And then the other night, I was getting ready to look at my notes that I had got ready, and guess what? We packed them up somewhere. So in the midst of everything, I had to get out. I knew the scripture and all, but I had to dig out and start digging again. But God's good because He taught me some new stuff that I'm going to give to you this morning. So let's pray. Father, we do rejoice this morning. We thank You that we have the privilege to come into Your house to acknowledge that You are the one true God. What a great country we live in to have that freedom, Lord. We do thank You for all those that are guarding our freedom around the world, wherever they might be this morning. Thank You for Pastor Bruce and Tammy. We lift them up with their family in South Africa. Pray for all our missionaries, home and abroad, that You would speak to them this morning. Father, may the words of my heart and the meditations of my heart, words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in Your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. We're going to wake everybody up. We've had a lot going on this morning. Everybody stand up that can. I'm not going to go around and say you're not standing, but if you feel like standing up, stand up. I'm going to do a little exercise this morning, wake everybody up, okay? Do a little hopping like a bunny. Come on, come on, come on, kids. Okay, get the blood moving. You can sit down now, right? What is the muscle that allowed you to do that? You probably had lots of muscles, and some of you don't want to think about your muscles working, and tomorrow you might feel sore, but what's the main muscle that allowed you to do that? Your heart. Okay, this little fist-sized muscle in your body is a great muscle. We're going to talk about the heart this morning. There was a man that needed a heart transplant. And I won't go into details, but I've had a heart condition all my life. Didn't know about it until I was 47. And we've served overseas, but had to come home from some health reasons. I had my first heart attack at 47. My second at 50. I've had a stent put in, angioplasty, and again, by God's grace, I'm still here. Amen. My grandfather on my dad's side died when he was 40 of a massive heart attack. My dad took his own life at 47, but he had the same disease. And again, I'm really living on borrowed time, I feel like. But I thank God for allowing me to be here. But there was a man who needed a transplant, and he went to several doctors and finally picked one. The doctors brought him in for consultation, and he had three donors that matched up with his blood type. And so he went through, he said, "Sir, I want you to pick the donor." He said, "The first guy is a young athletic guy, was in tip-top shape and died in a tragic car wreck. Second transplant that matches up is a very smart and effective businessman who died in his own plane. Unfortunately, the mechanical situation happened. He died in a young age. The third guy is an older guy. He's been a lawyer for 40 years, and he died of natural causes." which one do you pick? The guy didn't take long. He said, I'll pick the lawyer. And the doctor, you know, was a little puzzled. He said, sir, why would you pick this older guy? And the guy said right away, I want a heart that hasn't been used. If you're a lawyer, please accept my apologies. We do have some good ones out there. My topic this morning is pretending that you're talking to God. You know, what's the buzzword? We've always had buzzwords throughout all our culture. One of the big words, buzzwords now I understand is the word what? Really. You young people, they say something, they say really, you know. Well, just pretend you're talking to God this morning and you say, my heart is right towards you, God. And you hear God answer back, really? Think about that. The word for heart in the Greek is cardia, spelled with a K, and we get our word cardiac arrest from that with a C. It really means the chief organ of the body, but in Scripture, it doesn't really mean that muscle that we talked about this morning. The word translated in most of Scripture came to stand for men's mental and moral activity, both the rational and emotional elements. In other words, the heart is used figuratively for the hidden springs of our personal life. You know, man's heart without God is what? Wicked, very good. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. The King James says, desperately wicked. Jesus talked about man's heart. Let's look at Matthew 15. This is not our main text, but we're going to start out. Matthew 15, verses 7, 8, and 19. This is the red letter stuff, you know. Everything in the Bible is important, but if you see something red, I think it's extra because it came from the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 15, 7 and 8, and then I'll skip down to 19. Jesus was talking here to the Pharisees. He said, you hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. And these were the leaders of the Jewish people at that time. Bill, these are your ancestors, right, brother? These religious guys. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Skip down to verse 19. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false